Good morning. This is Morning Edition on WBHM. I'm Scott Hanley in for Tanya Ott. And it's Thursday, so John Archibald of the Birmingham News joins us here in our studios each Thursday morning. And it's my privilege to, for the first time ever for me, join you and John and I together to talk about what's going on. And it's been a busy week in Birmingham, Jefferson County, and Montgomery.
You bet.
I think about education. You know, there's a lot of different things going on at the state house. The Common Core seems to be still the curriculum path of choice. Meanwhile, the Alabama Supreme Court has lifted that temporary restraining order about a controversial school choice bill. What's going on?
Well, I mean, that was really one of the more predictable things. I mean, I don't think anybody who's really watching Alabama politics thought for a minute that the all-Republican Supreme Court was actually going to allow that lower court ruling to stand. And it goes now to the governor, and the intrigue begins all over again.
Because then there will be appeals, and the whether or not the law stands as a law is a whole different issue.
When you have this other issue, there are a number of Republicans even who have started to say, hey, this bill is not perfect. You need to send it back to the legislature to let us, you know, iron out some of the kinks in this thing. And of course, there's the risk if the governor does that, that the whole thing gets bogged down in the swamp that is the legislature. So.
Well, unintended consequences.
Unintended consequences, which means, for all practical purposes, that the governor will probably sign this bill and work it out later, as a lot of the Republicans have said, hey, we don't have all the answers to this. It's not all perfect in the bill, but hey, we'll just trust us to fix it later.
Now, for Governor Bentley, the Common Core repeal was also a major initiative he was behind, but that appears to have also now been stalled out.
Right. You know, been a lot of hype over that one, and a lot of fear and allegations that it's a massive conspiracy. But the business community, the business council, some of the people who really have felt like raising worker standards, education standards for recruiting business, relied on this type of program. So some would say saner heads prevailed.
Well, we'll see what happens with that. Meanwhile, Birmingham now has a new terminal, a $200 million investment in a new gateway, really, for the city.
Yeah, well, we will. We desperately need some new gateways for the city. The airport itself. I haven't actually been out to see it, so I'm interested to see how effective it is. The question is, you know, how many people are actually going to be using it in the future, and hoping for the best there.
Now, we also know there's going to be two big things going on in Birmingham. One, gridlock. Actually, that was yesterday because there's a power outage along 280. But now we understand there's going to be a big discussion today about the gridlock on 280 in Montgomery.
Right, trying to get some more help from the state. Of course, you know, every time we go down that road, so to speak, we always end up with a situation that is as much politics as you can get involved in it. The State Department of Transportation is going to have the final word and the final say, and that's who you got to convince.
And then this week, it appears there is a path out of bankruptcy for Jefferson County.
Well, that's what we keep hearing. By summer, they'll make the move, we're told, and you know, that's the beginning of maybe the beginning of the end of our long community nightmare. Of course, you can look around and see a lot of the warning signs that people told us about it really hadn't come to pass. It's bad. It's ugly. It's all that. But we live on.
Now, this past week, you wrote a column that really caught my interest. It was some prose, really. It wasn't a column. It was an obituary for one of Alabama's most important fictional characters, Atticus Finch of To Kill a Mockingbird. And you said he was known for his state house work, or his attention to detail, reason, diplomacy, and unwavering decency was truly marvelous.
Well, thank you. Amazing response from that, including many people who said, hey, I didn't know he was dead, or I didn't know he ever existed in the first place. And I had to explain that it really is the virtues that that we admire in Atticus that I mourn the most.
Well, and we don't talk about virtuous public life advocates nearly enough.
Right. And the virtues that maybe we cherish in politics may not be the ones that are most effective for running a state rather than an ideology.
So what's next then to try to find? I mean, if you look at what happened with the education discussions this week, you don't want to say cooler heads prevailed, but at least discussion has started to begin anew, to maybe move forward as opposed to just based on drawing lines and battle in the sand.
I think you're absolutely right, and it does happen. And maybe I'll have to write that reports of Atticus Finch's demise were greatly exaggerated.
Well, John Archibald, it's a privilege to do this first time with you. John Archibald's column appears on AL.com and in the Birmingham News Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. And he joins us Thursday mornings on Morning Edition on WBHM and at WBHM.org.
Thank you, Scott.